This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. APEC leaders have concluded their summit on the Indonesian resort island of Bali. Among other things, the delegates to this year's meeting have agreed to enhance coordination and create a better multilateral trading system within the region. APEC leaders are also promising to push forward global trade talks through the World Trade Organization. Chinese President Xi Jinping also delivered a keynote speech to the closing ceremony, calling for the creation of a better framework of connectivity across the Asia-Pacific region. Xi Jinping says establishing a better regional connectivity network will help boost cooperation in various fields. Xi Jinping has also revealed China will host the next APEC Economic Leaders Meeting in Beijing next fall. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is set to kick off a series of diplomatic stops in Southeast Asia starting as of today. The Premier is set to begin his trip, which will take him to Brunei, Thailand and Vietnam. Ahead of the trip, Li Keqiang has taken part in joint interviews with a number of media outlets in Southeast Asia, saying China is exploring new strategic breakthroughs in its relationship with the Asian countries. Li Keqiang says China wants good neighborly ties with Asian countries, calling for stronger cooperation in the areas of security and finance. He has also suggested an updated version of the current free trade area with ASEAN. A new report in South Korea says the country's intelligence agency has confirmed North Korea restarted its mothballed Yongbyon nuclear reactor around 2 months ago. The Yonhap News Agency is reporting the reactor, which is located 90 kilometers north of Pyongyang, has been in operation since August. This would confirm a previous report by U.S. intelligence, which suggested the Yongbyon reactor has been running for weeks. The reactor has been used to produce both plutonium and highly enriched uranium for North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The Yongbyon plant has been shut down since 2007 in an agreement reached during the now-stalled six-party talks. North Korea has yet to confirm whether it has restarted its Yongbyon reactor. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a new call for Democrats and Republicans to work on their budget differences to end the current fiscal logjam. At the same time, Obama says he will be willing to talk with Republicans after the threats of the government shutdown and debt ceiling are removed. The U.S. federal government has been in a partial shutdown since October the 1st. At the same time, the U.S. government is headed towards default in just over a week if lawmakers do not raise the country's debt ceiling. Presidential elections are set to be held later on this Wednesday in Azerbaijan. 10 candidates are running for the former Soviet Republic's top political position. However, most observers say the only credible challenger to incumbent Ilham Aliyev is opposition coalition leader Kamil Hassanli. Most political watchers expect Aliyev will be easily re-elected. He had Azerbaijan's constitution amended in 2009 to allow him to run for a third term. Around 1,000 international observers are expected to oversee the voting. Members of the Nigerian government have entered into talks with key members of the Boko Haram militant group in an attempt to try to end the religious-based violence in the country. Members of a presidential committee put together by President Goodluck Jonathan are leading the talks. The committee is putting together a report on the situation, which should be finished by the end of the week. Islamic group Boko Haram has declared war against Western education and is demanding Islamic Sharia law be enshrined in the Nigerian constitution. The group took up arms in 2009 to back its demands. The subsequent sectarian violence, which has mostly targeted Christians in Nigeria's north, has left hundreds dead. Nigeria is divided between a predominantly Christian south and Muslim north. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its world growth forecast to 2.9% year over year this year. This is down from the 3.2% projected in July. The IMF's forecast for China this year is 7.6%. The IMF says there are two particular risks to global economic growth. One is China's slowing growth and the other is the US Federal Reserve's plan to exit its bond buyback program. The IMF is also warning any failure by the US government to pay its bills will also badly damage the global economy. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.